I just pulled up my mic. Well, I got walkthroughs of Assassin's Creed.
Oh, shit. Are you a gamer?
Yeah, I got stuck on it. I got stuck on that boss. I was like, how the fuck I beat this motherfucker?
I need to get me an iPad, man.
Oh, dude, all I do is game, though, man. That's
I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
That's a nice safe pass.
I don't know what this song is.
Ooh, the Fat Boy. Ah!
What they know about it? This beat music right here.
When it's carrot juice. On some Bugs Bunny shit, you feel me?
Yeah. Hey! Bad Boys in the building.
Remind me of last year.
Come on.
Freshman year, I go.
Bad Boys in the building. Okay.
Gang, gang.
What you know?
Man,
hey.
About them Fat Boys.
Fat Boys is in the building. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Put You On Notice Podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, man.
Glad to be here.
It's the boy, Mr. Watch Your What?
Watch Your Tongue.
Okay, we got Barney, a.k.a. Mr. B, the building. And today, man, I'm excited because we got the Fat Boys.
Fat Boys.
We got the Fat Boys in the building.
Yeah!
It's your boy Zebra!
We got Zebra and DJ Red!
We gonna talk about some fun stuff today because these cats right here, we're about to have some fun moving forward. The Fat Boys is in this house.
The Fat Boys going crazy, man. Fat Boys podcast, bro.
All right, all right.
Man, thank y'all for having us, man.
Yes, appreciate it.
I think this is a dope dynamic that we got here. Sure. I think, you know, this long in the waiting, and y'all don't even know, but y'all gonna find out by the end of this show what we got going on, man.
Yes, sir.
But before we do that, Fat Boys, man, put us on notice.
Put us on notice.
Who is the Fat Boy Podcast?
Go ahead, man. This is my boy. Go ahead.
Start up.
Yeah, you know, I'm Worldwide Red, man, aka DJ Red.
Okay, go crazy.
Okay.
You know, we just here, man. Me and Z, I've been knowing Z since high school.
My freshman year.
Yeah, so,
So y'all been friends for a long time.
Well, I came back in his life, like me and his mom.
Hey, shout out to Pussycat 69.
You feel me? It's my oldest boy. It's my oldest boy right here.
When you see this comment, dog, so they think I'm joking. Shout out to Pussycat 69.
Nah, I'm scared, man. So,
that's mom.
Z went missing for a long ass time.
What happened? Cool.
What happened?
I didn't know at the time what happened, so I was like, he just went missing. I'm like, damn. I'm like,
somebody stop going.
If somebody was punking you at school, you could have came in your cup. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, you gonna protect me when somebody hit me with a ruler or some shit?
That's what happened to me.
He get beat up by a ruler.
That's what happened to me. I didn't get beat up, though. I whooped him after that.
Okay.
But a yardstick did get hit on top of my head. And I had braids, so it broke in my hair. And then we got to scuffling.
So that's what happened. So basically,
you still dated moms?
No. We cool, though. We cool.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to mom. I'm playing. I love you. I love you, mom.
Hey, you still dating mom?
Mom sitting out here like, at home watching this. No.
Look, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. 5 minutes within the show, this dude Zebra already insulted me talking about my carrot juice. You know, Fat Boys, they don't know nothing about this.
Yeah,
man. This orange juice, carrot, apples, lemon, and parsley, my guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get right.
This is why y'all healthy.
We all know Tone is all into that healthy, holistic stuff.
Hey, shout out to Bay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, look at that.
Shout out to me, man.
So, who else is in the Fat Boys? Come on, what are we doing?
It's just us two.
Just you. Basically, we started off. We all, well,
In high school, we was just like, they was like, oh, y'all look alike. Like, we, he was, they was like, calling me his little brother. Like, oh, some
like
real
the,
shit.
Yeah, like, the first time, like, somebody came, like, yo, it's a dude who looked like you. I'm like, what? Hell no.
Now, is that because y'all both was fat?
We just was both big. And we had braids.
Both had braids.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
like a dude look like you. I'm like, never. And then I seen him and I'm like, oh, okay. He was neuter, so I had been there, like, I knew like everybody. Yeah. So he was like sitting like with some, I don't know who you was sitting with. Like,
the nerds?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
No, the
table where all the kids are actually, the table with no friends, that's the
first time. Yeah, I was. Bro, okay, so I moved from Parkland, or I was at, a north side school. And then we moved all the way to West Allen. So okay, the culture changed. Yeah. I didn't know nobody. So I just popped up and was like, oh, shit, I can't vibe with nobody right now.
Right.
And I was just sitting by myself like a little. Yeah.
So let's take it back a little bit. Y'all both are from, born and raised in Milwaukee?
I was born in Chicago.
Chicago. Yeah. So y'all went to what high school? Yeah, first off, Chi-Town, you already know. We talked about this, you know what I'm saying?
My granddad be mad when people ask me where I'm from, and I'm like, Milwaukee.
Right.
He be like, man, you from Chicago.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like a thing.
Bro, you better rep that Cook County, boy. We playing around, boy.
Nah, but I had moved here when I was probably like two. You know what I'm saying? My mom was a teenager when she had me. So
you were raised here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I was raised in Milwaukee. So when people ask me where you from, I'm like, Milwaukee. But I was born in Chicago.
Okay. Right
on. I moved here, and we lived in an area called Uptown, which was 44th and Lloyd. That's pretty much where I grew up.
Okay.
Then I moved to Center. I lived on Center. And then we moved to the South Side, like, once I got in, like, middle school. So.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up.
I grew up on 49.
Oh, where? Okay.
There we go.
You can't hate on my mans and then dap them up because you're from the street.
Give me some. I'm a complicated man. I got many levels.
I'm born and raised here.
Okay.
Grew up on like 40th and Congress. I guess slash Sherman.
Okay.
We called it Faux Block. You know what I'm saying? Right, PL. You know what I'm saying? Parkland.
Look, man. I don't know none about none of that.
The projects.
It's a project.
All I hear in Milwaukee is East. That's one of the things I hear that I don't know.
I don't know nothing.
Or the Lowe's.
Yeah. The Lowe's.
Kids say they stay on the Lowe's now. I don't know what that is, really. So
grew up there and then lived in West Lawn a little bit. A lot of people know about West Lawn more than they know a little bit more about Parkland. And then, when I graduated eighth grade, we ended up moving to West Ellis, and that's when I met this little weird-ass nigga, dog.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
So, what made y'all decide to do the Fat Boys podcast? Like,
Before we get there, I want to know, why the hell his name Zebra?
That's a good question.
Let's go.
That's a good question.
Well, let's go to Zebra.
We
should go back.
It used to be Z Baby.
Yeah, I gave him the name.
You get
so, I was a rapper.
That's why you pops.
Yeah, that's why I'm pops.
We didn't even think of this.
We gotta get some buttons in that motherfucker, dog.
B Jones talked to us about this. B Jones talked to us about getting buttons. We gotta get that. But basically, dog. So I called him. We were supposed to go to this school event. What was it, like a dance or some shit?
Yeah, what was that shit called?
Y'all went to a dance together. Yeah.
No, we didn't go to
this guy.
We
didn't
go. Formal.
A little formal.
Hit the button.
Oh shit.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, man. You want to start that story over?
Long story short is I hit him up. He thought I said Z Baby, even though my nickname at the time was Z Man, and then he started telling everybody at school. The girl started liking it, they started calling me that.
I ain't gonna front.
Was it weird the first time it happened?
Yeah.
That he called you Z Baby, right?
Well, he was teasing me about it. So he was telling people like oh, this nigga called me and said Z Baby.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
You like I didn't say that.
Oh, hell no!
Hit the button.
Like, how many buttons you got?
Hey, in the
section, bro. Just keep saying hit the fucking button, bro. Let's get that shit trending on Twitter.
Hit the fucking hit button.
I like that. That get trending.
Right. That shit trending. Hit the button.
No. Toner have 15 t-shirts made up.
Hit the button.
Within an hour and a half.
And then it's bigger.
Hey, speaking of shirts, man, make sure y'all shop Pion Media. PionMedia.com. You know what I'm saying? Grab you one of these boys right here. The Bucks is still in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Fire.
They
got a chance to win it all. They got a chance to win it all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I predicted it.
Y'all, I'm not going to lie to you. You did, but we ain't going to speak too soon. But yeah, that clip might be rolling.
You got Chris Paul. That kind of helps, though. Usually they don't have that type of veteran. That's a leader.
Scorer, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Dude can get you 40.
I don't know, man. We're going to see.
Yeah, so I say Bucks, Phoenix. That would be crazy. And then you?
You said Bucks, Phoenix?
Bucks, Phoenix.
Man, bro. Yeah. I don't know, bro. I'm
be interested.
I'm
For real. You don't even got to listen to him. He's been speaking about the Bucks' demise all
Did y'all see the comment that I said when he was like, oh, now it's all Bucks after they got past Brooklyn? Welcome, intruder.
That's one of the funniest posts I've ever seen from
Tom. I'm going to just be real to y'all.
Yeah. Got his Brooklyn
y'all job. Not even paying attention. It's a double entendre. Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Because what I did, though, all about the Bucks ain't really all about the Bucks.
Is it all
about the Bucks?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a double entendre. All
right. It's mostly about.
That's a good save. He saved this. He tried to
save. No, he did, bro. The deer is over, though. The deer is on top of it, though.
Right.
So the deer is the main event. Yeah.
But the deer is green.
As my boy Dave Chappelle said, as Rick James, okay. Two thumbs down.
Oh, okay.
You had me for a second, Tom. Oh, the deer.
The money. It's the money green.
It's money green.
Whatever. Anyway.
Red is more forgiving than I am. He had a high tolerance of the bullshit. I'm just saying.
Okay. Now, back to Barney's question, though. So how did you guys get together and, you know, start the Fat Boys podcast?
Man. Like, what was the genesis behind that whole thing?
So basically, it started like way before that, like with back, like I said, in high school, like he went missing for a minute,
right?
And then like we came back together, and I was doing music like super heavy,
like he was on a milk carton,
right?
He was.
I'm telling you, he went missing. I'm like, he was gone for what? Like I linked back up with you when, two years?
I don't think it was
like
3 years. Maybe 2 years. Remember you? No, because you, maybe, maybe a year, maybe, whatever.
Where did you go?
He had a girlfriend, I got a feeling.
I just stopped going to school, man. I just didn't.
You're like, enough.
Yeah, I just didn't go no more. Just stopped. I don't know. I just.
Or you had a girlfriend. That's usually what breaks up friendship.
Or that, too.
Oh, wait, did you finish high school?
Nah.
You didn't?
Nope.
Okay.
Nah, but I've been working ever since I was 17.
Understand.
And I've had like leadership roles since I was fucking 19. So.
Right. Yeah. No, let's dive into that though. Like, why didn't you? And what you know what I'm saying? What have you done to? Because you still doing great, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
How were you able to overcome that hump of, you know what I'm saying?
I still learn shit. Right. I study every day. Every day. So I mean. I'm not dumb. It wasn't school. Wasn't for me. It just at the time I was going through some stuff, or I guess you could say the family was going through stuff.
Yeah.
I just
some personal issues. Yeah, understand.
It's crazy, like to see like where he came from, because I was there.
You know, right,
yes, I was there, like to see where he came from to now. Is inspiration to me, bro.
Right.
Dude is a hard, like he's a super hard worker, like. This is my brother right here.
Right.
I mess with him.
But it's crazy, though, because not a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that have taken that route, they have been able to stay, you know what I'm saying, on the straight edge. They haven't been able to, you know, continue to progress. And to me, like, definitely since, you know, I seen y'all start y'all podcast. I seen, you know what I'm saying, where y'all started. And I've been seeing the progression. I've been seeing your editing. We talked about this on the Fat Boys podcast when y'all interviewed me. But, like, bro, like, so just seeing, you know what I'm saying, your progression, it's not like you said, like you slowed down at all. So, like, it's crazy how some people can't, you know what I'm saying, continue to...
Can't get over that hump.
Yeah.
It's all about you, though. Like, it's all about you. Like, I'm a hustler, bro. Like, I'm a go-getter. And if I want it, well, I don't think... So what I want to do, I don't think school will help me. But I'm not telling people to not go to school.
Right.
I'm saying for me, And I thought about going back to school for, like, being an engineer or something. I thought that might be interesting. But I'm like, bro, you're an entertainer, dude. Like, yeah. I want to be an entertainer. That's what the fuck I want to do. Like,
So put all your chips on the table.
What obstacles have you faced, you know, by not going to school? You know, by how not you going need to, like, GED high school and stuff. You know, like, what obstacles have you faced? Like,
none, really, to be honest. Other than just people around you say certain things.
It
maybe.
Hasn't impeded you, like, getting certain job opportunities or anything like that?
Not really.
I also think, too, not that really. You decide. Not yet. The individual decides what's going to hold them back. Yeah. It doesn't sound to me, from what I know of you, you ain't really.
That's lie, though, bro.
Answer that again. You're going to do what you're going to do.
About jobs, most jobs is actually pretty shocked that I don't have it. When I talk to my bosses, yeah, right. They're like,
really?
You don't really, like, I swear to God, like, they've already was going to put me in this role, and they're like, what, you don't have a high school diploma? Like, really? I would have never guessed it.
So I never asked you this either. Like, it's crazy. I'm jumping into a whole little interview mode.
Yeah, bro.
No, I never asked you, bro. Do you feel a certain way when you talk about it, or when?
Doesn't feel like it to me.
Yeah.
It's just a part of life, man. Yeah, like, everybody goes through their ups and downs. Everybody goes through their trials and tribulations, and you just fucking learn and grow from it. Like, if I want to go back to school and get my GED, I was a year before the corona, I was going to do it just to do it for me.
Right.
But then I was like, I don't want to do that.
Online, you do it, yeah, get it done online, ASAP. Yeah. Like, yeah. If that was the route you chose to take.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you definitely seem like you're still doing everything you want to do. You said you haven't really hit any obstacles, you know what I'm saying? Had anything that prevented you from doing what you wanted to do. So, like, hey, bro, that's good shit, man.
I think it's just like Kanye said with the college dropout. He's like, it just didn't make no sense for me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What am I going to do?
Right now.
Yeah, but
right. That don't mean in the future.
It doesn't mean anything, because here's what I would say. It doesn't have anything to do with who you are. I would say the blueprint that makes you who you are ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? So that's why I say I'm impressed, just because the way you come off, I would never have even suspected
and
that.
And then, let's say, shout out, man, because they both fathers, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They both fathers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I want to know, too, like, what made you think about, like, so the food aspect of it? We talking about some food stuff. We're going to get into some eating and stuff like that. Like, what are y'all trying to do with your podcast? What is the goal at the end?
So we
came together, like I said, like, I was doing music super heavy. He was, too. At the time, he's still trying to get me to do music now again. I'm like,
what you mean?
Like, producing?
Like, we was artists.
We was artists.
In the beginning, high school.
That's where I was like, because I ain't even check out no bars or nothing yet. I'll try to.
You need to check. He was doing it for real, for real.
He go by DJ Red, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you
have a different rap name?
It was just Red.
It was just Red.
Yeah, DJ Red. I mean, it was just D Red.
Okay.
DJ Red, and then people start calling me Worldwide Red because I was like traveling a lot.
Right.
I still do now, but I was doing music. He had like a studio, so I was just over his house. I damn near lived at his house.
Literally.
That's why I'm like
2K super, in music.
Yeah, I'm like super music. Cool with his mom, his brother, sister. Yeah. Like, I was like family, bro. Yeah. I'd go home, get a week's worth of clothes, and be right back at his house.
Yeah.
Right. We walk into the store, his mom making cheesecake.
I think that's another thing, the reason why the school thing, because at that time, I was around probably like 16, 17, or 17, 18,
yeah.
And I was really focused on music. Yeah. Well, everybody around me did music,
right.
So we was just focusing on that. So school at the time, I was already working. I didn't really give a fuck about that, to be honest with you. Not telling people not to go to school. Like,
everybody
should finish if you can, or if you're in a position to. Like, but that don't mean that you could talk down on people that didn't. And just because they didn't take the school route or the education route, don't mean like they're like below you or. Because some people graduate high school and do shit with their life.
Exactly.
Right. They do absolutely nothing.
There are people that Tone and I are very good friends with that, you know, they got advanced degrees. Ain't doing nothing with it. Ain't doing nothing with it. So I want to be very clear, though, like, it ain't important. We talking about it, but to me it means absolutely nothing right now. It doesn't make you the man who you are. It's built you into who you are, your experiences. That's where we learn.
Right.
And it's what you do with your opportunities that makes the difference in your life. And it seems like you're doing the most. So I'm with you on this, man. This is good.
That's all right. Yes, sir. All right, back to the Fat Boys podcast.
So we was doing music, and, like, I don't know. Like, it was just so easy for me that I ain't really take it serious.
Okay.
Like, he had cut on some stuff. I'm like, all right, I'll be on my phone. I'm done. He like, you done? Then he like, bro, you like 18 or 17 saying stuff like this, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. So I don't know. I ain't really take music
as serious.
I feel like if I would have, I'd have been out of here.
Right.
Because the music was there.
I think it was so different then, in the sense, like, I feel like we all around the same age. Yeah. Like, when I was, you know what I'm saying, 17, 18. I scooted his old ass.
Hit the button.
I knew it was coming. Guys.
No, but when I was like, you know, saying 17, 18, I feel like we, like, even myself, I had a passion for music. I actually have a few songs out there. I actually got mixtape, a little demo with some buddies that we did out in college and shit. Like, I thought that was a calling of mine as well. But you know what I'm saying? But like you, I wasn't ready to hatch all my eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think, like, at that age, it's understandable. But now, like, I really feel like kids could, like, if that's your focus, if that's your dream, that's your goal, pursue it. Pursue it. There's so many different ways, you know what I'm saying, you could get paid. There's so many different ways you could learn. I don't necessarily, once again, going back to what you said, think high school, you have to go to high school, but I'm not telling you not to do it. Or you have to go to college. I'm not telling you not to do it. Like, trade school, there's a lot of things that you could do. You know
trade school is the catch. You have to make the most of your opportunity.
Exactly.
That's
exactly. Yeah, man. But, yeah.
Yeah, so, we was doing that. We was doing music. And then I started a radio show.
Okay.
Me and my other homie, I had Blockstar Radio. We was, like, one of the first, like, online shows here in Milwaukee where you could actually call in.
Yep.
Like, so you could call in and listen on your phone.
Crazy.
So that was crazy. Like, we thought that was, like, the biggest thing. People were you call in from your phone.
So you like Soulja Boy.
Yeah, I'm like Soulja. Ah!
I'm the first. Hey, somebody that's creative out there, make a meme of me. Soulja! Somebody make a meme out of me, man. Come on, man. I'm trying to be on a meme.
I didn't know I wanted to do. Like, at the time, it was, like, not podcasts. It was just, we was doing online radio.
Right.
So, which I never knew that I even wanted to do. It was just something that just kind of happened.
Right, right.
So, from there, me and Z linked back up, and he came to me, like some years later, obviously, but he was just like, yo, like, we should do a podcast. We've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, facts.
So.
And during that time period, were you still DJing or were you DJing?
No, I wasn't DJing at all.
He was an artist, artist.
Serious.
I went on tours and everything.
Yeah.
Like, I would call him we going on, like, actual 8-city tours and stuff, opening up for artists. And
that's what's up, bro.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Who was one of your favorite,
concerts?
Openers, I guess, like, favorite act that you opened up for?
Probably, we did a show in Denver. this dude named Chris Perry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if y'all don't know, look him up. But he was just on, like, GQ magazine. He a model and an artist.
Go crazy.
He was on GQ magazine. He was just on Honeymoon Island or whatever the show.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's a crazy show. Yeah. Okay.
So I met him. It was just super dope. I opened up for him. We did, like, 7 cities, I think.
I'm trying to think. It's not Honeymoon Island. I know what you're talking about.
The reason he was getting so good at, like, rapping and shit like that is because when he used to come over and shit, I used to bust his ass in 2K.
Okay.
Gaming wasn't the work. So he had to figure something out.
Man. I'm just saying, dog.
It was his house. You know how people change the settings.
He had the tempo on 100 and he's shooting 70 foot jump. They was calling me Logo Z, they was calling me on the sticks, shooting with the white high. I'm like, this dude, man, I think about it.
You know, when I was on the Fat Boys podcast, y'all both told me y'all used to hoop.
Yeah.
You told me you used to dunk on them all the time.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, man. Dang.
He said so.
Yeah. I had to hook.
Hit the fucking
guy. I had had this hook shot. I'm about to say that he couldn't stop. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We all got to go hooping. Yeah.
We definitely got to go.
But I just hooped with you a couple weeks for like the first time. And I was out there just.
More of a coach at this point in my career.
Hey, a lot of people don't know, man. A lot of people don't know that Barney. This dude, Mr. B, won. Yeah. Hey, he used to be in dunk contests.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
he used to be in dunk contests crazy.
We talking about in front of the Tom came in the crib and saw the picture on the wall. We just getting ready to go down on somebody with the left hand. Pop!
He had a Jerry curl, too. You seen the juice all on
the picture. Oh, my God. I had to say it. Editorial comment right here. I had some good hair. I didn't have no Jerry curl. Oh, I get out the shower and let it curl up, bro. That's all we had to do. That way the ladies can put their hands through it.
He used to go crazy, though, man. But he, tell him who you hate, though, one time before we continue.
Steve Kerr.
Uh-huh.
He can play, though.
Steve Kerr.
So you hate Steve Kerr? Why?
Because he busted my ass a few times. That's all.
you actually played against
him? Yeah. He's a good player.
You said him, cool coach?
Yeah, Tony, cool coach. Yeah, I'm telling you how old I am. But at the same time, those guys. Yeah. I used to be a baller, but my knees show that I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
I feel you. We're going to play. We'll film it, too.
Let me ask you this, then. What was, like, the next step, you know what I'm saying, NBA.
I went to Europe, you just try out as much, there's only, I can say it, there's a million 6'3 brothers trying to do the same.
Right.
So it's opportunity. Gotcha. And you could, one day, your ankle could be sore when you needed it not to be sore. Gotcha. So you can't play 100%, that's when they're judging you. It's all time, circumstance.
And honestly, y'all just brought up Tony Kukoc.
Yeah.
And we can't bring up Tony Kukoc and not talk about what Scottie Pippen just said the other day.
What do you think about that? As Chicago,
he gonna say Phil Jackson racist. Because he let Kukoc take the last shot.
I found it a little bit of a reach.
It was a bunch of stuff he said that was a reach, though.
But like if he racist, like I need you to like provide.
You gotta elaborate.
You know what I'm saying? Certain people like you ain't gotta elaborate. No, if you calling somebody racist, like why? Yeah. Why are you calling this person racist? Yeah. Oh, because Kukoc got the shot.
And crazy thing is
he made it.
Yeah, so it's not in like he missed it and then you like,
how can that be racist?
Scottie,
it must be something else. He got a lot.
Well, I think Scottie is just a little bitter.
Yeah,
he's been saying a lot of crazy shit.
He's got a new book coming out.
He's trying
to move clicks to you know,
clickbait.
Let's not even go.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yep.
Right. We all know he just got divorced, so he needs that cheddar.
Right. All right, y'all. We're starting a podcast, the Fat Boys Podcast. What are some of the challenges that y'all face? You know, I know it's hard for people when they get to doing their podcast and, you know, just continuing to do it. You know what I'm saying? What are some of the obstacles y'all face?
Being consistent without seeing the results right away. I think that's the hardest thing with anybody starting off with anything. Mm-hmm. And, from what we've learned throughout this process is that the numbers will come eventually.
Right.
And the connections will come. You just have to be consistent. Right. I think people really like to be around people that's ambitious and continue to grow and continue to pull through those tough times. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sharing your story and helping it, you know, pushing it forward to somebody else so they can use what you've been through to help them go through what they're going through. I feel like.
Right. Well, that's in my opinion. Red might have something else.
I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah, that is the biggest thing. Like, just, what I was telling you, just staying consistent and not really, like, focus on what people say.
You know what? We didn't negativity even ask y'all, what is the Fat Boys Podcast about?
That's what I was going to say.
So basically, Zia hit me. He was just like, we should start a podcast. Like, we've been talking about it for a while. And then I'm like, all right, let's do it. I'm like, well, let's come up with a name first. So we were just thinking of So we were just writing down like names, and then I don't know. I thought about it, like the fat, but then he said it, and I'm like, bro, I was thinking that.
Yeah.
But like,
we just liked it.
Yeah. I was thinking that, but I didn't want it to be like kind of because it's too fat. So it's like kind of. Yeah. I thought it was corny at first, like, but then when you think of, like, yo, the fat, I'm like, bro, what if one of us gets skinny?
Yeah, like, then he was like, right. Oh, it'd be even more funny. I'm like,
yeah, bro, so now I'm working out.
Then, now you're sharing your story about where you started to where you at now.
It's also about embracing, like, your flaws. Like, I mean, a lot of people don't want to be out of shape, obviously, and a lot of people get teased for being out of shape.
Right.
So we're kind of embracing it, fat boys, whatever. This is where we at right now. Yeah. And if, you know, we get healthier and or be in shape or whatever, then we'll still stick with the fat boys, and it's like you kind of can watch our journey along the way.
Yeah.
It was just kind of some funny, and it's also just funny. Some of the people see it at like work or where I'm sharing it, they laugh right away. It's just funny, man.
And that's the thing we wanted. Like, we wanted people to look at them like, I gotta check this out. Like, you see a big ass donut, like some funny shit, you know.
So, are you guys like going to restaurants? What are you doing? Are you reviewing food? What are you doing on the podcast?
Not yet. None of that. Yeah. But, well, I mean, now, shit, we're thinking about it. But basically what we're doing is we're interviewing people, and we want to hear kind of like what you do, to be honest with you. But we didn't start off like this. We just wanted to have something where we was telling our crazy stories and make people laugh. Like, we're comedians at the end of the day.
I was going to say, the show was funny. So.
Yeah. So we're just trying to make people laugh. We're trying to uplift people.
Is it funny because they're fat?
Hit the body, and I'll just say,
oh my god,
that's gonna be a meme. Oh man, I fucked that shit up.
As Tone always said to y'all, like, there's nothing wrong if you're fat. I'm not calling
with your fat ass.
I'm not fat shaming nobody.
Oh my god, that was towards you.
And if we're being honest, these two bros ain't really that fat. Me and Tone know some fat cats.
We having such a good time, though, but, like, this is definitely, you know, first off, I got a gift for the fat boys, man, because what y'all don't know, man, is that we finna partner up in, you know what I'm saying? I know Barney just asked them, do they go out and eat? Do they eat at different restaurants and talk about different food and all of that kind of jazz?
It seems like that would go together.
That would go together. But what we have on Put Your Own Notice, on Pion Media, we have What to Eat MKE.
Yeah.
And What to Eat MKE is finna collab with the Fat Boys Podcast. Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna glaze them up real quick.
Part of the fam, man.
Yes,
sir.
I noticed you too.
We appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
most
definitely, man.
We're looking forward to it.
We excited about this partnership, this collab, man, because, you know, like, I love their work. I love their content. I love everything that they're doing.
And I love to eat.
And we love to eat.
They can't be
fat boys and not, you know what I'm saying, explore the city.
Let's do it.
With the help of them, we gonna continue to do What to Eat MKE on Pioneer Media, and we gonna, you know what I'm saying, venture out to a few different restaurants in the city, man, and we just gonna, you know what I'm saying, dive in, talk about what dishes they have. A few of the restaurants that we did interview already, shout out to my boy Adam from Egg and Flour. We did Egg and Flour. We also did Brownstone Social. We did Soup Market.
Okay.
Did the Soup Market. Man. So I did a variety of different restaurants already, man, but it's a lot more out there. And it's a lot of gems in the city where we all going to pretty much explore together. You know what I'm saying? And go out there and just, you know what I'm saying, put people on notice, man.
Hey, this is, we did not know we was getting nothing. I don't know how to talk, man. We know. I'm getting a little emotional. Just a kid from Parkland, you know? They told me I wasn't going to make it to 21. So anyway, shout out to Pussycat 69. Shout out to moms, man. You know, but anyway, dog. Yeah, dog, I'm super excited to do this. I didn't know we was answering too early, but dog, we ready to do this collab. We ready to eat, obviously. Ready for y'all to show us some stuff, because I'm not a person that eat out a lot.
Look at the ladies, bullshit.
Like, it's gonna be ladies commenting bullshit. All right.
That nigga eat.
Okay, right. Anyway. You might not eat out.
He's
Yeah, but I don't usually go to restaurants to eat food.
Okay.
So I'm excited about this as far as seeing what the city got. I'm allergic to seafood, so we can't do that.
Well, that's going to be the first place we go because you're going to sit there like this while we grub.
We definitely get a seafood. I hope you, don't you get a shot? If you eat anything with a, don't you got to like take a
pens,
shot?
EpiPen.
You're going to be like Will Smith and shit with the
little. Exactly.
Make a juice box out of that.
He lived though, so we can definitely do that.
Fuck off.
You want a swollen content?
I'm already swollen.
It's crazy too, man. Because if we didn't start the podcast, we wouldn't even be in this situation right now to even link with y'all.
Yes, so, sir.
Like we met like from the doing the podcast. Like I know you and him online, but
I think we met at the beach. Yeah,
and part of my role in the podcast, you're learning, is to ask questions all out of order and make him scramble to fix it. So,
that's what I do. Because Rand do that too sometimes. Yeah. He likes to throw it all off. I'm like, bro, we gotta.
Look, man, it's all good, though.
I'm the agent of chaos.
Yeah, man. So, like, what are some of the foods that y'all haven't tried that you would like to try? Like, I know you said, like, you can't eat seafood. You have a seafood allergy. Like, for me, I just started, like Barney said, eating a little healthier. So, I'm not sure if you guys have, like, spaghetti squash.
Nope.
Yeah, see.
I
don't
know
squash, but I do
want to
eat some vegan. I'm really
Tony, one of the healthiest cats when it comes to eating that I've seen. He'll cheat. Don't give me
a lie. Don't lie to him, Barton.
Because I've also seen his brother mash a hamburger in 2 seconds flat.
I ain't gonna lie to him. But I eat a lot too. So it's kind of crazy that my metabolism is fast.
Most of the skinny guys eat more. Like this dude don't barely eat. And he chucked. Like, it don't make sense, bro. I don't understand that. Like, how do you eat?
I'll eat.
Once a day,
like I'll eat in the morning and then I won't eat all day and then eat at night. I think that's the worst thing.
Oh, because I'm like Tone. I eat constantly.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It's a theory. It's not true.
It keeps your metabolism going.
Yeah, it's not true. Okay. But let me tell y'all something. I've been eating a cookie or two or three or four for the last month.
That was
great.
Oh, really?
Every night I've been eating cookies, like every night faithfully, like 12 o'clock in the morning.
Have you documented this? Is this like coming out?
Yeah.
Is this a serious? You got these notes? We say a cookie intervention.
I'm glad that you brought this up, Tone, because we all wanted to talk to you about it.
Man, listen.
For real. Serious,
brother. Hey, man, but I'm definitely excited for this, you know what I'm saying, collab once again,
it's gonna be
man.
Same.
Y'all stay tuned for the first restaurant. I ain't going to tell them where we going to go yet. We just going to pick them up one day, and we just going to get out here.
Let's get it, bro.
We going to do it. I'm not sure if you
It's going to be Milwaukee. We, no chain restaurants. We going to people like us, small businessmen, small business women. We going to go out and show some love.
Honestly, We will eventually venture off in the city. It won't just be what to eat MKE. It could also be what to eat Shy. We're gonna take some trips, man. I really think this could be big, bro.
Yes.
I'm waiting for it right now.
I want to say thank y'all too for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
He can drop some side comments in, don't he?
You will be on your way home and notice, like, man, Tom was talking.
Well, y'all don't know.
Because he's saying so smooth and nice. He verbally abused you in the nicest way possible. It is.
Well, Tom told me once you can say anything with a smile, bro. You say
all of them.
Y'all ass told me that.
If y'all want to see my face soon as he said it again, I'm like, hey, I'm glad you said something, because I'm like, bro, this has got a lot, dog.
For the Fat Boys podcast, man, before we get up out of here, where do y'all see the Fat Boys podcast going itself, and where would you guys like to take this podcast.
What's the end game?
Well, we want to see it just blow up. We want to interview people. Now that we're doing the interviewing thing, we want to interview people in different states. That's kind of like our next step.
Right.
We just hit 20 episodes.
Congratulations.
Talk about being consistent. Right. But long story short, it's just like traveling with it now.
Right.
That's the next step for us. And to continue to grow and to continue to bring...
Like that brother who got a Netflix show. What was it? You know, he got the deep fried guy.
Yeah, he was
a YouTube cat.
And he was funny on YouTube. Yeah. But yeah, just...
And that's how a lot of people saying, like, YouTube is delayed for a lot of people.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure if y'all watch Wildin' Out, but it seems it's like every, you know, not entrepreneur, but every, what is it? Like social media person, every influencer. Influencers on like Wildin' Out these shows that are coming out now. Influencers are getting their own shows, man. I definitely think y'all could have a show for y'allselves.
Let's do it. We're gonna work on this together.
Bro. We eat, all of us eat, bro. That's how we look at it. We're just trying to build, bro. It's more fun when everybody's winning.
I'm telling you, your mind, dog. It's the biggest thing, like with Red, though. All jokes aside, like, I don't know, it kind of like wore off to me. It's like building relationships. That's
right.
Biggest line, that's all about building that shit.
And that's what Pion is, man. Pion puts you on notice podcast, our platform, your opportunity. I definitely always try to connect with people. I want to build a network of individuals that's like-minded, man. So, that's the whole goal, man. Right. And that's what I'm striving for right now myself.
But that's why we wanted to connect, because after we met at the Deer District, the vibe, I mean, I already knew you, but the vibe and the way you guys presented it
organic,
to us.
Red
called me and was like, bro, let's do this. I'm super excited. Like, it was just the
when he told me about it the first time, I was like,
He wasn't really, man, that's corny, two fat guys just eating food and
Then after I met y'all, I had met you before, but meeting, bro, it was just, I told him, like, I was only there for like 10 minutes with him, but I could see he was like a genuine
dude, bro.
Like, you could just tell like the energy when you first meet a person, man. So, you know.
So we appreciate it. We should be getting y'all.
It's definitely not just two fat boys.
No, that's just how I know, but
I just want to like elaborate on that. Like, we gonna get out here, man. We gonna get to know why they're serving what they're serving, what inspired them. Because like, I feel like even chefs or owners, they all have a story, bro. And it's big to, you know what I'm saying, give people their crops and give people their flowers while they here, bro. Like, that's what we all want to do. We all want flowers, you know what I'm saying?
I love that line. That's great, man.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, it's going to be dope, man.
Oh, it's going
to
be lit.
Man, there's more to this group than just eating food. We're going to talk a little bit about that journey that the owner, the chef, whoever, they got there somehow.
Right.
I think that's going to be the cool thing about our show.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. Hey, B.
And this cat. It's just gonna make it funny because you know, he's gonna be hitting the buttons while we
have somebody. Hey, I've been waiting to hit this button for y'all ass because you always do this. So I'm gonna just do this on the way out. Oh, is it not? It's not that one. Hold on. That's a wrap. Hey, Fat Boys Podcast in the building. Yeah. Let's put y'all know this podcast. The boy, Mr. Watch Your What? Watch Your Tone. Yeah. Mr. B.
That's me.
Zebra. DJ Red. Y'all just been put on notice.
Peace out.
Go crazy.